So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show. And my beautiful guest today is, she's just beyond brilliant. She teaches guided meditation and she helps families get clear on themselves. And, you know, how could you not want to interview someone whose website is Mama Says Namaste? Like, I just had to bring Ashley Logsdon on to the Erica Glessing Show. I went after her and she said yes. So yes. Welcome, Ashley. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful and I am glad to be on the show.
It's like for the Erica Glessing Show, we stalk people who have websites caught with the word namaste in it.
There you go. Hey, it's a good word. It gives off a great vibe, doesn't it?
It really does. So how many kids do you have actually in your own life?
I have 3 children in mine. Oh, they nice. Are all girls, 10, 5, and 8.
Oh, that's so interesting. You didn't say 5, 8, and 10. I think 5 gets a lot. Is 5 the most needy right now still?
Oh, 5 definitely has a very, very powerful personality.
Yeah.
And it is coming out in strides right now. Yeah. So yeah, she definitely has been ruling the roost lately.
Oh, I love it. I'm looking at her cute picture on your website right now. So tell me a little bit, Ashley, about what gets you into a state of inspiration. What gets you shifted into that mode where you're in creation and creativity? And I know you were just telling me you came up with an idea for a new meditation. So tell me a little bit about that space of getting inspired.
Well, the inspiration kind of comes when we stop and are aware and seek it out. And oftentimes we don't do that. We're so busy and running around from this task to that task, especially when you have young children in the house, and you just start reacting to the chaos. And so I looked at what could I do for little steps to kind of give myself the space to be inspired. And this is something that our whole family kind of did a journey on. We have picked a word a year that kind of was our main focus. And so when we started doing some of this and seeking inspiration, our word was awe, and finding awe, not just
I love that.
Not finding it just in going and traveling, although that was what we wanted to do, but just finding it in the everyday. So what inspires me at this point really goes into just being in the present moment. When I'm inspired, it's when I stop, I take a deep breath, I step outside and ground myself, and I take off my shoes, and I just take a deep breath. And that definitely gets me inspired and focused.
So guys, I didn't pay her to say that. I just want you to know. But in my book, Happiness Quotations, on page 130, I have a little bonus, 5 Steps to Happiness. And number 2 is awe.
Oh, perfect.
Isn't that amazing?
Find awe, A-W-E in
your
life.
Yeah, and I wrote that in 2010. And I think it's so fascinating when you choose to look at things differently, when you choose to shift out of your rote, and you choose, you know, it's just... let's just shift into it. This is so much fun having you on as a parent. And, you know, on the Erica Glessing Show, our just audience is not all parents, but some of us have parented and most of us have been parented. How do we get out of that kind of just doing what our parents did? Like, have you ever, like, I've said to my kids, blah, 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 and I'll hear my dad's voice in my, I'll hear it echoing, like in the room. I'll be like, oh my goodness, I just repeated that without thinking, you know. Tell us a little bit to how to get extraordinary when we're in parenting and families.
Well, like you said, so much of it is about the fact that we have the power of choice. And we don't have to wait for something really extravagant to inspire us. Anything can inspire us if we choose to be inspired by it. And I think the same thing goes when we're talking about families. Our family is going to grow and move and morph throughout life. And it's our choice on whether we're just going to react to this or if we're going to help to steer the ship. And so what I do with families and what I talk about is writing that story of what you want your family to look like. So many times we go into it and we have these fairy tale expectations and images in our head of what it's supposed to be, and then we're disappointed when it doesn't happen. And yet when I ask a family, have you sat down and created a family vision, like a mission of what your family is about, what you want, what words come to mind? And most of the time the answer is, oh, well, I don't know. We haven't really written anything down or thought about it. And just the simple act of them sitting down and talking as a family, it doesn't have to be super elaborate. Our family vision is 6 words. I have small children, and it boils down to 6 words. Explore, respect, listen, connect, learn, and love. And those 6 words have epitomized what we want our family to be like, how we want to be intentional and choose it versus just reacting to what's thrown our way, and has kind of helped to pave the journey to where we've done a lot of things that would be seen as drastic and different for the typical American family. But man, oh my gosh, we have had so many opportunities to be inspired and to connect and to just choose happiness. And that's what we're doing, is we're choosing to be happy every single day.
So tell me about your podcast and the story about, we had some pre-chatting, mm-hmm. how your husband ended up on there with you, and it's called Mama Says Namaste.
Well, as you can see, I do not have any issues with talking, and I've been in my father's business for the past 15 years, and I have, in his business, I have headed it up and have been on video calls and spoken in front of groups, and so I've been used to more of the performance side of it. My husband is super chatty in person, but is not much for the stage. And so when I started doing the podcast, I said, all right, that's fine. I'll do it by myself. I did the first season all about understanding our personalities, which is such a powerful foundation for understanding anybody, but especially connecting with your family. Yeah. And then the second series is all about, it's actually titled Laughter, Humble Pie, and Lots of Sex. I can't have a season like that and only speak with me and not have my husband on.
That's a little bit odd, huh?
Yeah.
Lots of sex, but don't show the guy.
Yeah. And so I figured that I would ask him to be on that one. You know, it's a podcast, pre-recorded. We can edit out, no pressure. And after doing one season with me, he was hooked and had a blast doing it. So we have just kept up the awesomeness. And
I love it.
And we're wrapping up season 4 right now.
Nice. So yeah. Tell us how we can reach you and find out more about your beautiful teachings.
Well, if you go to Mama Says Namaste, I actually, right now, best option is to go there, and there's a quiz that pops up that asks about your family. You can take that quiz and you get some free downloads and a free video series about that vision course that I was just telling you about. So just going to the homepage, there's a big button there that says, is your family thriving? And that will get you through a vision course in case you are interested in doing this yourself. And it's free video series. So fun way for you guys to just kind of work through maybe what you want your family to look like.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Namaste.
Namaste.